बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया। बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया। ना आए कभी दोनों में जरा भी फासले, बस एक तू हो एक मैं हूँ और कोई ना। है मेरा सब कुछ तेरा तू समझ ले, तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले। तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे, मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के। कुछ भी नहीं असर अब करता, मेरी राहत तुझसे मेरी चाहत तुझसे, मुझे बस यही रह जाना। लगी है तेरी आदतें मुझे जब से, है तेरे बिन पल भी बरस लगते। बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया। जो होवे तू दास मुझे देखे हंस दे, तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले। तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे, मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के।
तुझसे मिले तो सीखा मैंने हंसना, आया मुझे सफर में ठहरना। मैं तो भूल गई दुनिया का बताया, जब से तुझे जाना है तू ही दिल जा मेरी। अब से जिक्र तेरा ना जाए मेरे लब से, बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग में अलग दुनिया। जो हो है तू दस मुझे देखे हंस दे, तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले। तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे, मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के।
Welcome, guys. This is your host, Najim P. Lee, and this is the NLHT show. And we are on anchor.fm/NLHT. Stay with me because this is episode 10. We'll be right back after these messages. Najim Lee's Healing Temple is a learning and healing space to experience health, wellness, spirit, and blissful magic. Offering great services in meditation, intuitive readings, spiritual advice, and Reiki healing. Go experience Najim Lee's Healing Temple by booking a session today. Go to www.najimlee.com. That's www.najimlee.com. did you know you can support our show with a monthly donation? That's right. Please support our growing podcast, The NLHT Show, a place to discuss spirituality and daily steps of living as spirit. You can donate a monthly basis to help us produce weekly podcasts and sustain it. You can do 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, or even $9.99 per month. Whatever you give, we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Namaste. Welcome back. This is the NLHT Show, and I'm your host, Najm P. Lee with NajmLee.com, and this is anchor.fm/NLHT. Today we're going to talk about, guys, is the evening routine. Evening routine for episode 10. And it's an interesting topic because I want us to really dive into, what do we do at night before we go to bed? How do we prepare our night in order for our day to go well the next day and future days ahead? And it's something that I've thought about, you know, many times. Everybody talks about morning routine, morning routine, morning routine. I mean, there are videos on YouTube, Google, you name it, Vimeo. Is that how you pronounce it? Vimeo? And Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Okay, you got it. You know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of info out there about the morning routine. Now, I'm not saying that there's nothing on evening routine, but it's really not a big deal. What is the biggest deal is the morning routine, and I beg to differ. I really do. And I'm going to talk about that further today on episode 10. Let me know what you think. Give me some feedback and let me know. Leave it in the comment section of our show here on anchor.fm/NLHT. And you can also, we're on Twitter, you can also hashtag us, okay? That's NLHT show. That's the hashtag, NLHT show. And we will get it. So you can tweet your answer or you can leave us a voice comment right here on the show. So anyways, I really thought that was kind of like interesting, and I wanted to go deeper into it about our evening routine. And why our evening routine is so important, because it actually sets the tone and the way your day will go in the morning, following the next day. And how is that? Because when we come home from work or from school or, you know, whatever it is that we do, entrepreneurs like myself, you know, we are beat, we are tired, we put in that extra oil lamp on, and we will go till about 10, 11, 12, some of us, and take a few hours and wake up again and keep going without really thinking about, you know, our full-on day mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. You know, I've heard like mentors and big entrepreneurs like Gary Vee talk about the hustle and waking up super early in the morning and getting the day out. Ryan Heron, I think he's from Bravo TV. I've seen him before, and he also talks about the hustle, having that routine, you know, that rigid, strict routine of waking up early in the morning, early bird gets the worm type of mantra, and go throughout your whole day. And I have nothing against that. I think that's cool. And it all depends on the industry that you're in and what you're working towards and what your goals are and your dreams are. Not everybody's a Gary Vee. Not everybody's a Ryan. Not everybody is, you know, an Oprah Winfrey. Not everybody's everybody. We are all individuals, and how we do things should be on an individual level. Yes, we can be inspired and get advice from others who have succeeded in the area that we want to succeed, but and that's great, and I think we should do that. But at the same time, I believe, yes, there are certain things you can copy and fit it in, and then there's certain things it should be based on you and your lifestyle, what you are doing for yourself. And so that's the morning routine. The evening routine, when you get home at night or, you know, early evening, whatever it is, yes, you can take time out to like reset, rejuvenate. I think that's really important of, you know, go take a shower when you get home. As soon as you get home, go take a shower, get into the bathtub, you know, allow that hot water just to, you know, steam you off, and then follow it with some cool water to close up the pores and wake you up a bit, you know. But at the same time, I also think that that cold water after a warm or hot shower actually relaxes the body too at the same time. And once you do that, go into some pajamas, you know, nice feeling good clothes, nice relaxing good clothes. You know, if you want to be in your naked skin, go right ahead, you know. But whatever that's going to make you comfortable and relax, I think that's really good. Then, you know, go eat something. Go eat dinner if you haven't. I really think dinner should be done early. It shouldn't be done late. I know sometimes our schedule goes, you know, crickety-coo, and we end up eating off our schedule. But I really think that eating between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., the latest 6:30 p.m., is an ideal time to have your dinner. And your dinner is not really a big meal. Your biggest meal, obviously, is going to be your lunch. But I mean, I'm not going to get into that. That's so Ayurvedic, and that's a whole nother thing that I will jump into another time. But anyway, I digress. So let's get into this part. So you've eaten, you know, have a cup of something warm, you know, warm for the tummy, warm for the body, and which rests the mind. You know, a nice chamomile tea or a turmeric milk, you know, almond milk or whatever that fits your taste bud for in the evening. And then take out something to write, whether it's your notebook, you know, a pad and pen, whatever is used, maybe your laptop you use, your tablet or your phone, and write out the things you got to do the next day. Prepare the day, prepare for tomorrow, right? write out what you're going to do for the next day. All the things that you want to accomplish, your to-do list, and also set out your intentions. And I'll get more into that once we take a break and after these beautiful commercials. We gotta pay the bills, y'all. Let's pay the bills. Did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najm Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najm Lee, Facebook at Najm Lee, Twitter at Najm Lee, and YouTube at Najm Lee with daily intuitive readings, 2-card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there. Okay, we are back. Again, guys, this is the NLHT show. I am your host, Najin P. Lee, and we are on anchor.fm/NLHT. And we just left off on speaking on the different things you can do at night in your evening routine. And I was talking about writing out your to-do list and then following into your intentions. Intentions are the biggest major part, I believe, in setting the tone for any day coming up, future dates, future weeks, future years, whatever. I believe in intention and visualization. And I think that it's quite more important to do that at night. It's great to do it in the morning, but I'm going to tell you why I really believe, especially to do this at night. And also, from a spiritual aspect, I'm a spiritual life coach, and you know, I'm a health and wellness consultant. I'm an intuitive reader. I handle and deal with a lot every single day. I have clients. I'm advising throughout my days. My phone keeps beeping. I get a lot of emails. And I do a lot when it comes to spiritual life path, and I love it. I enjoy doing what I do. And I enjoy being a spiritual life coach. I enjoy speaking on the spiritual life path. I enjoy motivating, inspiring other people. That is more than a job to me. That's my life. I've been like this for so long of motivating others. And I have to tell you, like, I don't know what else I would be doing. I've done a lot of other things before, but to have that feeling of, yes, I've found my purpose, my calling in the fullness of it, makes me feel ecstatic inside. And so from a spiritual light, I am always looking to visualize in any aspect of my life on a daily and setting intentions, planting seeds. And so because I am creating my world, my space, right? You know, no pun intended of myspace.com, but in reality, yes, I am creating my space. I'm creating my world. I'm creating my destiny. I'm creating my dreams, my goals, my successes, my opportunities. And I love doing intentions, and I think that especially when I draw, because I'm an artist as well, I am setting and drawing out those intentions every day that I can. And I feel like especially in the evening before you go to bed, it sparks something because you're starting to get into the alpha beta, you know, you're relaxed. It is a really great time to visualize, set your intentions for the day and for the week or even for the month or the year. You know, visualize what you're going to do. Visualize how you want to see your day to go the next day. Visualize, set the intention. You know, it could be anything. So for instance, for me, I desire to expand my practice. I desire to help a million more people, right? That is my goal, a million. I mean, the top is a billion, but I'm starting at a million. My goal is to hit and help a million people, 1 million. And I will. I've set that intention. I see it. I can breathe it. I can taste it. I can hear it. I can visualize it, right? And I do this and with other things, you know, other things that I desire in my life, other things that I want working in my life, things that should be on my path that I desire. I put out that frequency every day. Every single day. And on top of that, I am also working on creating space to hold that frequency. And when you create space to hold that frequency, oh my God, it just starts popping like popcorn, guys. Literally like popcorn. Because the temperature is right. Everything, the pot that you're using is good, the lid, the oil you're using, and then at some point you hear the pop, 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 pop going on. That is when things are manifesting, guys. Things are coming into play. And those are the seeds. So you plant the seeds, you got a good enough oil, you got a good enough, you got a good pot that is in. I look at that as earth. I look at the oil as fire, and you're using fire as well. And you got enough air coming in, that's the lid. And you know, you are shaking, so you're shaking and you're creating that whole stir of ether. And then you got this whole thing now, and all the conditions are right. So now all they gotta do is pop, blow up, blow up, blow up. And that is how I see visually when I am setting my intentions and creating the space that I desire to live in. You know, desiring to travel more. You hear that? We got thunder and lightning going on, guys. Woo! Welcome to New England. So, let me continue. So you got all these things going on at the same time. All the temperature, everything is right for the popcorn to pop. It's the same with what you're doing. When you're planting seeds, planting your ideas, planting your dreams every single day, you just should be planting. That's something that one of my gurus have taught in one of his lessons, Paramahansa Nityananda. And he spoke on, you should be planting seeds. And it's true. We're supposed to be planting. What do you think we're supposed to do? Manifesting, planting, reproducing. It's not just about reproducing babies. No, reproducing, creating the dreams, desiring, manifesting every single day. It should be like a game. It should be like a, you know, something fun, like children playing in the playground. Okay, so at night, okay, let me digress. So I'm getting so excited because I love this. Like, I really get giddy when it's time for me to go ahead and just dream and envision and play with my intentions in the space that I'm creating. So I believe when you do this at night and you go to bed, OMG, you begin to dream it, because your spirit is going to travel into the space you are intentionally creating. And when you do that, OMG, your spirit creates the energy. You creating the energy, rise. And the intention, everything is building. And then it's going to pop like popcorn in reality. Yes. Can we preach? Okay. So somebody say amen. Or we can snap. Or, you know, we can say namaste, shukran. We can say anything that you like. Anyways, I really wanted to talk about that today because I really believe that it starts at night. I think it starts the night before. That's what I feel. And when you do it at night and you go to bed with this happy smile on your face and knowing that you're about to enter your world in your dream world and create and walk into it in your living, like, you know, dreaming while eyes wide open. So when you wake up, you're still dreaming, eyes wide open, right? So I really believe, guys, like, this is the way. Let me know. Try it out. Let me know. Give it about a week, right? Do it every single night. Plan out your day, what the things that you got to do, but also then go play, dream. Go play with the intentions that you desire. And I look forward to hearing that from you guys. Thank you so much, guys. This is episode 10. OMG, we did it. And join me next week. We have more to come. Episode 11 is next week. OMG. We are in the double digits, y'all. We have just like entered the teenage years, and I love it. Let me know if you have a topic that you want me to cover. Please let us know in the comment section. I would love to know what else you want to learn about, what else you want me to talk about, and I will indulge in it. And that is all, guys. So go ahead and donate. Give us a clink clink in the pot pot for us, that we can continue talking and creating these awesome podcasts. Let me know what you're learning. I would love some feedback and hear from you guys. And again, I am Najim P. Lee. Check me out at najimlee.com. Follow me on social media, especially on Instagram at Najim Lee. And this is the NLHT Show, and I am out. If you are an upcoming artist and have a song that fits our show and would like some airtime on our growing platform, hit us up at najimleestudios@gmail.com, or better yet, send us a voice message. Please include your name and your email address, and we will contact you right after the show.